In pursuit of a diversification strategy, buildings material supplier Afrimat now stands as the sole bidder for Australia-listed Universal Coal for up to 2.1 billion rand. So what exactly will the company bring into the Afrimat stable? We catch up with Andries van Heerden now. Thanks so much, Andries, for joining us on the line this evening. So Afrimat making this offer to buy Australian-listed Universal Coal, as I say, for up to 2.1 billion rand. Talk us through the rationale here, because yes, it forms part of your strategy to diversify, but the big question is why a South African coal miner?
Good evening, Alicia. That's a good question. Firstly, as a company, we've been diversifying our portfolio for quite a number of years. We've moved from pure construction materials into industrial minerals and then into iron ore. And we've said that we want to grow our commodities portfolio. So it was pretty much a strategic intent for quite some time to grow our portfolio. The question on why coal, I think in the current South African situation with coal specifically to Eskom, we see that there is space for a responsible miner and a somebody that can mine coal in a responsible and sustainable way. We see a space in there. In our high-level evaluations of Universal, they seem to fit that model. They also seem to fit our business model. And we also think that given where the transaction is priced at this stage, we can do quite a significant amount of value unlock for our shareholders in this transaction. So that, in a nutshell, is why we're doing it.
This, of course, Andries, is a company that received a revised takeover offer from a consortium that was led by South Africa's Utter Resources. It included Westcoal as well for 36 Australian cents per Universal share. You've upped that offer to 40 Australian cents per share. So was the offer that you ended up making more than you initially wanted to?
No, we did a high-level valuation, and to be honest, we were not privy to the 36 cents. We knew of the 35 cents offer. We did our own valuations of value and where we could see it, and that was pretty much where we based it on. At this level, we believe there's a very good value unlock for both their shareholders, but especially for ours.
Okay, so your hand not forced in that regard. How are you looking to finance this transaction, Andries? A lot of speculation saying that because this will be the biggest deal ever for Afrimat, a hefty rights issue is expected to come to the fore in order to fund it.
Yes. Well, firstly, Afrimat as a company has a very, very strong balance sheet as we speak. We are highly, highly cash generative, especially with our iron ore business doing very well at this stage and paying off the little bit of debt that we have at a very fast rate. But yes, you're correct. We'll have to do a part raise of funds from our shareholders. And the rest will be funded through debt.
And how soon before you expect to start reaping the return on this investment?
Well, because the business is already highly cash generative and it is already successful with a good management team in there, we're expecting to get the cash benefits very soon. The business is already cash generative, and it's just purely a share transaction that we're doing into a business that are already operating.
Andries, of course, then acting as a buffer more so against a construction materials cluster that has, of course, felt the slowdown effects of the effects of a slowdown in economic activity. Let's leave the conversation there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Afrimat, Andries van Heerden.